Stage 21. Band House. View of Olgeberg. A few steps higher up the hill, here on the upper level, you can see the terraced vineyards of the Olgeberg on the slopes of the Hohentwiel. At 550 meters above the sea level, this is one of the highest vineyards in Germany. At the state of wine estate of Meersburg, there are more than 7 hectares of vines which grow on slopes that are very hot and dry in the summer months. The aim is not high yields, but a really special wine made possible by the high quality of the terraces. Here on Olgeberg, the vines really thrive on the soil with its high quality nutrients from soil enriched by past volcanic activity and with a capacity to retain warmth.
The Hohentwiel residents of long ago were aware of all of this. We can assume that the monks at Hohentwiel Monastery cultivated vines here in the 10th century. This was certainly the case in the Württemberg period. The cooper had his home and workshop directly opposite the Olgeberg. At that time, the specialist term for his workshop was Bandhaus. The fact he had a lot of work and even an under-cooper and a more senior cooper in his team says a lot about the intensive exploitation of the wine slopes. How else could 63 tons of wine, that's about 109,000 litres, be barrelled? That the garrison had a substantial wine requirement has already been referred to elsewhere. Certainly the old demon drinker was repeatedly pilloried, but hardly ever held back. In an article written in 1744, and to which the members of the garrison had to commit themselves, it was noted at length, "Immoderate drinking turns a man into a beast and robs him of the great advantages that he holds over animals, namely the power of reason." Noble words, as long as there's good wine in the barrel.